later in 2014. And we're going to be hearing a lot of information from Edgar, who also works at Cascade AIDS Project. So we'll be getting some updates on what's going on over at CAP. In just a few moments, we'll be hearing from Edgar. But before we get to our interview this evening, I want to let you know how to connect with us online, that we love to hear from our listeners. So feel free to email us at outloudradio@gmail.com. And if you connect on Facebook, you can find us there as well. Look for KBOO Out Loud. And if you connect on Twitter, we are there as well. And you can search for KBOO Out Loud on Twitter as well. Now, you probably already know that everyone here in the Out Loud group is a volunteer. And I also want to do a huge thank you to Liam, who is our engineer and keeps us on the air sounding like we know what we're doing. But we also need to recruit some new volunteers, that I very much need some help creating the Out Loud radio show and would love to have you get involved. You can email me at outloudradio@gmail.com. You can also find out how to volunteer on the KBOO website, KBOO.fm/volunteer. You do not need to have any previous radio experience. KBOO has lots and lots of free training, and everyone is invited to get involved. So if you have any questions or would like to learn more about how to contribute to Out Loud, please email us. Again, the email, outloudradio@gmail.com. Now, I also want to share a community announcement with you before we move into our first interview. I want to let you know this Friday is a very important anniversary. It's the 7-year anniversary of Dirty Queer, which is the X-rated queer open mic that happens at In Other Words, the feminist bookstore and community center located on Northeast Killingsworth at North Williams. And so the Dirty Queer 7-year anniversary is this Friday, January 10th. The doors open at 6 p.m. and that is when signups for the open mic will begin at 6 p.m. And 7 p.m. is when the open mic starts. There'll be a little intermission and then the open mic will go all the way until 9:30. Now, as always, money from the door that's collected at Dirty Queer goes to supporting In Other Words. It's the nation's last surviving nonprofit feminist bookstore. And for more information, you can go to inotherwords.org. You can also find Dirty Queer on Facebook, or the website is dirtyqueer.com. And again, the Dirty Queer 7-year anniversary is this Friday, January 10th at In Other Words. The doors open at 6, the action starts at 7. Now we're going to take a short music break and we'll be back in just a few moments to speak with Edgar, who works at Cascade AIDS Project, and we're going to be hearing about CAP. We're also going to be talking a lot about the Oregon Queer Youth Summit that's coming up. But first, this music break is from Chris Purica. Chris is on tour right now, and she will be playing here in Portland on Wednesday, January 29th at the Secret Society, which is located on Northeast Russell. So this is Chris Purica, and the song is titled Silo Song.
Maybe learned it from your family. Mix in a little of your midway. It seems someone out there built a legacy on keeping everything tied under wraps. Or all the secrets in the silos. You want to whisper under the prayer wind. Or now we're talking on the telephone. Skimming the surface of this ocean, just skimming the surface of this ocean. You know, no, you're drowning me. You know you're not saying swept under the rug so long, oh, darling. Don't wanna get lonely. You're the only one who knows. One who knows. Yeah. All the over and poetry. Only tangible tears of the truth I lose is all dripping in mystery. Enough to keep me there long overdue. Oh, so honey, honey, drop the metaphor. Honey, honey, won't you come clean? 'Cause you're drowning me and all you're not saying. Swept under the rug for so long, oh darling. Lonely get lonely, you're the only one who knows. One who knows, yeah, yeah. And I don't claim to be so forthright, it's not my strong point. Your tempts are illusory. Maybe you learned it from your family. Maybe that's just the best excuse. Oh, you could use some New York City. You could use your own talk shows. 'Cause I am drowning in all your not seeing. I won't see your shoulders. I won't reel down. Translation. Oh, oh, oh. Well, it's a tale so ordinary. Oh, they were your pretty mouth closed, darling. You should have told me the ending.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla, and that song we just heard was titled Silo Song from Chris Purica. Chris is going to be playing here in Portland on Wednesday, January 29th at the Secret Society, located on Northeast Russell. And next, we're going to be moving into our interview for the show this evening, and I would like to welcome Edgar back to the KBOO studios. Welcome, Edgar.
Hi, Carla. Good to be with you.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk about your work. You are one of the many activists in town who does many, many, many different things. But currently, you are employed by Cascade AIDS Project. And for folks that aren't familiar, maybe let's start by talking about, you know, what is Cascade AIDS Project and what kind of services does CAP provide?
Sure. So CAP is one of the largest HIV care and service organizations in the state of Oregon. Our mission is to prevent HIV infections, support and empower people affected by HIV/AIDS, and to eliminate HIV/AIDS-related stigma. To do that, we work on all sides of HIV, including prevention and education, where I work in our youth department, but also in housing and case management. So we offer a lot of medical support and other services for folks who are either impacted or infected themselves.
That's wonderful. And a huge shout out to all the different staff. I know CAP is a very large organization, but I appreciate it takes a lot of people to provide all the different services. I know you guys do a lot of work for a lot of people. And so your work is in the education department. And so let us know a little bit about what kind of work is Cascade AIDS Project doing around preventing HIV?
Sure. So ChatPDX is the name of Cascade AIDS Project Primary Youth Services Program. We're a federally funded program out of the Office of Minority Health. CHAT is actually an acronym that stands for Curbing HIV/AIDS Transmission. And there are 5 CHAT programs in different cities across the country. Here at ChatPDX, we're based out of the Cascade AIDS Project. The core of what we do is peer education. So this is folks talking to folks their own age who look like them, who've had similar experiences. We offer a 20-week education and leadership development program where young leaders take on a variety of roles and activities to address issues like HIV and STIs, but also issues around gender and sexuality and privilege and stigma and issues like race, class, and equity. We had this holistic program, and folks who choose to participate are known as the Sexperts.
How exciting. There's a bunch of Sexperts running around this town? Yeah. What are the ages of these Sexperts?
So these are folks anywhere between the age of 13 and 24. They commit to this 20-week education, but then they're also still active in this community. I'm sure there are folks in the audience who either know someone or have participated themselves. You'd be surprised how many folks who are interested in these issues are out there.
That's right. A lot of people are interested. And let me just do a little recruiting for you. If there are any young people, again, they got to be under the age of 25. But any young people who might want to come and do this training? Like, how does somebody get involved to be a Sexpert?
So the very best way to get started is to go on our website, cascadeaids.org. There you can kind of get an overview for who we are, what we value, what we choose to do. Beyond the Sexpert program, as part of youth education at the Cascade AIDS Project, we offer twice a month youth-exclusive HIV testing in our downtown space. And this is not a clinic. For folks who've ever heard of Pivot or have stopped by, this is a really fun space. I mean, we've got music and TV and often live guests and lots of cool stuff happening and snacks as well. So it's not like your typical doctor's office. It can be a really easy way for someone who might be new to this community to explore or to get tested for the first time.
Right. And so when we talk about those, it's two times a month, and it's inside, when we talked about this Pivot space, where is this, the space that we call Pivot?
So we're down at 208 Southwest 4th. That's right downtown, pretty close to the Yellow and Green Line MAX stations. And there's a lot of programming that goes on in this space. So Pivot is primarily a testing space for men who are into men, and there's a lot of social activities, groups, different teams that meet there, and during the day, during different times, lots of stuff happens. But twice a month, every second and fourth Mondays, from 3 to 7 p.m., we have this space exclusively for young folks. So you know that if you come in, everybody there is going to be under the age of 24, that you're going to be in an environment where that's understood and valued, and that the tester who's going to be with you if you choose to get an HIV test is going to understand that and is going to be confident and credible and ready to provide you that service.
Right on. And so where can folks find the schedule and the location? Like, if somebody's listening but they don't have a chance to write this stuff down, where can they go look it up?
Sure. So go to our website at cascadeaids.org. Pivot has its own page. You can find the links there and see all the different activities that are going on. Maybe you'll drop into the youth testing night or the book club or a support group. There's a lot of different stuff for folks who are HIV positive and folks who are HIV negative.
Right. And if you need to know your status, that free testing happens. And that schedule, I know you guys have a really great calendar on your website as well. I also encourage folks, if you want to find out more about the youth programming on the Cascade AIDS Project website, there's a tab for the youth stuff as well.
Absolutely. Check out our youth tab. Look for Chat PDX. That's one of the main youth programs we've got going on here at the Cascade AIDS Project.
Wonderful. All right. We're going to take a short music break, and we're going to come back and talk to Edgar for some more time. And basically, Edgar will be with us for the whole hour today. So we're going to talk about Chat some more, and we're going to also talk about the Oregon Queer Youth Conference. Very exciting when we come back. This next song, again, just a short music break, is one of my favorite songs from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and it's titled Change the World.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla. The song that we just heard was from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, titled Change the World. And we dedicate that one to all the youth and all the adults who are helping the youth change the world and make a difference in their community. And tonight we are talking about young people. We are going to be talking in just a few moments about the Oregon Queer Youth Summit that is underway and being planned right now. But let's welcome Edgar back to the show. And Edgar, tell us, we were just talking about Chat PDX, which is downtown. It's in the Pivot space. And twice a month, remind our listeners, when is it those two times a month that it's a youth-only space?
Yeah, so every second and fourth Friday, downtown in our Pivot space from 3 to 7 p.m., you'll find the Chat Room, which is our youth-exclusive testing space. But drop on by any day. There's a lot of stuff happening at Pivot. Almost every afternoon, there's a different kind of program or a different space offering a lot of cool services and really just a place to hang out, to meet somebody, to be social, kind of introduce yourself to the community. It's a really fun space, and there's something really happening almost every day.
Right on. And again, you can find the calendar or the different events on the Cascade AIDS Project website. It's just cascadeaids.org. So maybe let's go back in time a little bit. And I know that the Cascade AIDS Project and their youth education programming has evolved, say, over the last 5 years or so. And some listeners may not be familiar with that evolution. And I want to name the teen-to-teen program that existed before the current chat model existed. And I want to do a shout-out to all the teen-to-teeners that are out in the community still doing amazing work. But that program went away a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about the changes that have happened.
So both of these programs are peer education based, and they are for young leaders who are looking to get more skills and experience and practice doing this kind of education. And I don't just mean in a school. This is every day. This is casual. This is with friends. This is with family. These are real conversations that are happening about HIV, about AIDS, about STIs, but also, like I mentioned before, gender, sexuality, equity, and a lot of other issues. And these other issues and the intersections between those issues are really the biggest difference between the teen-to-teen model and what we're doing now at Chat PDX. We are a much more holistic program, in my opinion, now. We can talk about a lot more things. The biggest change in our programming is that we spend a lot of time talking about access to healthcare, about why folks are having trouble coming in to get tested or to be comfortable talking about HIV, even though it's been present in our community for many decades now, but the overall HIV infection rate is still persistently high. So there's obviously some issues around stigma that have stuck there for many, many years. And so we're ready to talk about that stuff. It's not just about the nitty-gritty of what HIV does and how to prevent it. It's also about, how do we communicate this? How do we show respect for people who are living with HIV? How do we make it easier for folks to talk about it, to get tested together, to engage in kind of education and conversations, and make that a more normal thing? I think that's the really big added value. It just doesn't happen in the schools. It happens every day.
That's right. And one thing I really appreciate, I mean, with the young people that I affectionately call the teen-to-teeners, but also the current young people who are engaged with chat and going through the sexpert training that you guys offer, I really appreciate how this education model, you know, teaches the nuts and bolts and it teaches the science, but it also really empowers these young people to go forth in their life and have the, and I don't want to say difficult conversations, but for a lot of people, they are difficult conversations and the things that our culture just doesn't talk about. I mean, you mentioned them, but especially around the access to healthcare and what stops people from making healthy choices and engaging with the medical system. And I know it's complicated, but I want to give the Cascade AIDS Project and your education team a lot of credit for empowering young people with these skills to then go out and continue that conversation over and over and over again with their peers. And I also want to mention the faith-based community. I know that that's another kind of touchy issue, and I don't know how much work CAP is doing, but I know that there are also other community groups and the local health department, you know, that are trying to engage with different faith-based groups around, you know, HIV in particular, HIV prevention, as well as services when somebody is infected or affected, but also just healthy relationships and having conversations between young people and their elders. And so a huge shout out to the people in the community that are engaging with the faith-based groups and really trying to have an impact on what's going on with these diseases. I mean, it's important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, as a former teen-to-teener myself, woo-hoo, this program is really close to my heart. Mm-hmm. It is rooted in popular education. It is rooted in this respect for young people and their experience and what they have to say and what they've seen and what they know. You know, this is here for the long term. We're not going to disappear tomorrow. This isn't a program that's over after 20 weeks. That's really the beginning. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right about the faith-based community and a lot of support that we get. There's some incredible work being done by the Albina Ministerial Alliance and their House of Faith groups, where in the church, from the pews, they're having important conversations. Just recently, with this past World AIDS Day, we had a great panel discussion from youth and older activists talking about the changes in the community and the changes in the movement, and large portions of those activities were hosted by the House of Faith community. So we're incredibly grateful. This is really an effort that we're all undertaking together. And when we talk about access, you know, the most important thing to me is that we can't just say that these programs are out there, that it's on you to seek them out. We have to do everything possible, and we have to truly listen to make sure that these programs are easy, that they're appropriate, that they're accessible, that it's a realistic option in somebody's day-to-day life to take the time to get an HIV test, that there isn't so much stigma surrounding it. So all of these factors that go into making it possible beyond just the service existing, it definitely has to be accessible as well.
Right. And I appreciate that you said, you know, culture, the conversations around, you know, and I definitely have a strong value around, you know, testing, but also, you know, HIV and STD testing, but also I know part of your education component is around the conversations around how do you negotiate healthy sexual choices and how do you negotiate using a condom? And then where, as a young person, where do you get condoms? And so that's another part of the access, is access to condoms, access to some training or some education around those conversations. And I really love that peer-to-peer model and that young people talking with other young people. That just really gets me excited.
It's really important to us, too. It's really important to us. It's one of the reasons why we're so happy to be participating in stuff like the Oregon Queer Youth Summit, or in the Adolescent Sexuality Conference that's put on by health departments and other professionals and educators around the state of Oregon, and also our long-standing relationship with Portland Public Schools and the other community groups and institutions that bring us in as Cascade AIDS Project staff, and also our young folks and the people who've chosen to volunteer their time. It's absolutely a community. And without that effort, without that outreach, those educational opportunities won't exist. And you bring up another really great issue around access, and particularly condoms. That can be a really sticky subject. It's often a really big talking point. And we do everything we can to demystify it, to kind of show that this is normal, that having access and having these conversations and having the skills to talk about it doesn't endorse anything and doesn't force anything on anyone. It's about choices, it's about responsibility, and it's about knowing enough and being able to make those choices in your daily life. That's really important to us. So we're always out here pushing the education and hoping every institution and every place that works with young people has access to this stuff and knows how to share it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just want to remind any listeners, if you've just joined the conversation, you're listening to Out Loud. This is the Queer Culture Radio Show on KBOO. My name is Carla, and Edgar is in studio with us. Edgar works with the education program at Cascade AIDS Project, and Edgar, as a young person, was a teen-to-teener, and so I just really appreciate how your own teenage life experiences have really had a huge impact on where you are today as well.
it's a process that carries on. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would never have said that when I participated in this program for the first time, I would be involved as a staff in this kind of different role now. Mm-hmm. But it's changed the trajectory of what I thought was possible. Mm-hmm. It's changed what I value. It's made me ask important questions about myself and what I think is important. So I'm really grateful for programs like Teen to Teen, for programs like Teen Council over at Planned Parenthood, mm-hmm. and for the other peer support groups and education work that happens at places like the Cascade AIDS Project.
Mm-hmm. Right. And thanks for doing a shout out that I know Planned Parenthood has a Teen Council here in Portland and down in Woodburn and maybe even more at this point, but that I know the Planned Parenthood has another peer-to-peer education model, and those young people are doing some amazing sexual health work with their peers as well. So
these are real leadership skills, and mm-hmm. they transition really well to other things in life, and being confident and ready to have these conversations is something that's just going to make you healthier and happier as the years go on.
Right. It's so important. All right. So since we mentioned the youth leadership, let's move on to the Oregon Queer Youth Summit, which is an annual event. I'm say that cautiously. How many years has it been going on?
We're coming up on our fifth year now, and every year it's bigger and better than the last. In 2013, we brought together over 300 queer youth and allies, plus more than 50 volunteers, national caliber speakers, dozens of service providers, and we conducted more than 30 HIV tests just that day at the Queer Youth Summit. So I think that really exemplifies why this community grounding, why this shared values, why these constant conversations have a really deliverable outcome. You know, those HIV tests happen because folks had access, but they also felt comfortable and they were also ready to understand what those results would mean and to engage in that process, and they thought it was relevant for them. So we're really happy to be able to be out there and do incredible events like the Oregon Queer Youth Summit. And I say we because this is not an event that's built by the Cascade AIDS Project, that's built by ChatPDX. This is a youth-led event. I support the Oregon Queer Youth Summit, but the event is planned, designed, and executed by a team of really dedicated youth volunteers and leaders. I want to make a shout out to Sammy, Giovanni, Leo, and the dozens of other amazing youth leaders who've made a real commitment and given a lot of time to take on every aspect of this conference. That includes the inspirational speakers and all of the breakout sessions and all of the food and audio equipment and all the other prep, and including the evening's queer prom. So there's a lot of different moving pieces and a lot of really incredible work that goes into an event like this. And it's because folks have that energy and that willingness to participate that it even happens at all. So I'm incredibly grateful.
Yeah, and I know over the, you said this, you know, 5 years that there have been a lot of young people and many adults as well. But again, I really want to give credit to the youth leaders. And sometimes I hear the saying, you know, our you know, future leaders are in this group of young people. And I really like to think our future leaders are here today. They're here. They're doing leadership. We're not waiting. They're not waiting. You know, young people have so many great skills to contribute. And a learning curve to learn new things. And so I know that the planning group for the Oregon Queer Youth Summit has met once already. And so if there are any young people who might want to get involved in the planning, how do they do that?
Yeah, so we are just getting off the ground, starting with our Oregon Queer Youth Summit 2014 planning sessions. The next one is going to be Tuesday, January 14th from 6:30 to 8:00. At the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center. That's 1 week from today, and you can find that address and that information on the show page for today's Out Loud program. Mm-hmm. And I would say that to the young folks who may be listening to this program, it's a really fun experience. You learn a lot. You get to decide everything. You get to choose what your investment is and what your interest is and what you want the summit to be. And our role as adult allies, as mentors, and to, you know, as people involved in this movement and in this program, is to have that technical assistance, to be that consistent support, to make sure that you have the resources and the contacts and all the details that you need to help make that happen. So I would shout out to all the adult allies, including representatives from the Oregon Safe Schools and Community Coalition, the Q Center and the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center, the Cascade AIDS Project and the Portland Gay Men's Chorus, and dozens of other adults and organizations that have dedicated their time to not take this summit over for themselves, but to be there, to be a resource, to be willing to engage in that youth-adult partnership. So for the young folks or for older folks who are interested in participating in this next cycle of the Oregon Queer Youth Summit, again, that's Tuesday, January 14th from 6:30 to 8 at the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center. And you can find those times and details on the show page.
Right. And so Out Loud, the webpage is kboo.fm/outloud. And I know the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center has been a resource that we've discussed on Out Loud many, many times in the past. But if you're not familiar with them, their website is smyrc.org. And so it sounds like the next planning meeting is actually going to be a week from right now. Meeting at 6:30. So what are the age ranges of young people who can get involved for the planning? Like, do you want adults, or what are some boundaries on those young people?
Absolutely. So there's different roles. Like I've said, this is a youth-led and driven event, mm-hmm. but there are no restrictions on who can choose to participate.
Okay.
So if you're an educator, if you're a healthcare professional, if you're just an interested adult, or if you're a young person yourself, and when we use that term, we are generally speaking about folks under the age of 24, there's a ton of stuff and a lot of different ways to participate. So I definitely suggest checking out that show page or coming to our planning meeting next week.
Next week,
it's a great way to say hi, show your face, introduce yourself, and we'll all be there to talk about what this summit is going to be, what we want it to be, and all the details about it.
Wonderful. And I know for folks that connect on Facebook, you can also do a search on Facebook for the Oregon Queer Youth Planning Group, and that there is a group on Facebook of folks that are kind of connecting on that resource as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, ChatPDX is out there as well. You can reach us at facebook.com/chatpdx, see all the different testing events and all the different programs we've already discussed earlier, mm-hmm. and get a hold of that Oregon Queer Youth Summit Planning Group. We'd love to have you.
Wonderful. And I also want to ask, is the planning group open to proposals for workshops, or how does that work?
We have just barely gotten started with our 2014 planning session.
Okay. Okay.
So there is no deadline set on volunteers, on donors, on folks who would like to participate as a workshop facilitator, as speakers. You know, we've just started. We haven't even put out the official call yet. So in some ways, this is the very first kind of get out there.
Mm-hmm.
You're the first to hear about it. And so we're really excited. Last year, we had a great former Smirk youth who is now an award-winning author. Her name is Sassafras Lowry, and their work is incredible. Book called Roving Pack that has some of their experiences at the Smirk space. So if you are a young person who's interested in reaching out to somebody to speak, or if you'd like to speak yourself, those slots are still open, and this is right at the beginning of the process. So we'd love to talk to you.
Wonderful. I think that's great. So excellent time for folks to get involved if they're interested. And now you mentioned something about donors or volunteers. And so if there are adults who would like to get involved, or perhaps any business owners, what are some of the needs that you guys have, you know, as far as donations or anything specific that, I guess I'm thinking volunteers, you know, maybe the day of the summit or something like that?
Well, I'll tell you, in 2013, we had just about 400 folks involved in either participating, planning, or executing the summit. So there is all of the different services that they're going to need and expect at a summit like this. We need support from the audiovisual side to the tables, the tablecloths, the napkins, the food. If you have connections at a coffee shop, if you have breakfast supplies, if you have a restaurant that you work with or are in contact with, we're looking to feed these folks. We're looking to create opportunities like transportation scholarships and other kind of ways to bring down the barriers for more queer young people to participate. We know that there aren't as many of these kind of programs and services available in other areas in rural Oregon, so we make a concerted effort to really reach out. So if you're a group in Salem or Eugene, if you're a group in Bend or Pendleton, we want to talk to you. There are definitely ways that you can get involved. Or if you are someone who's in a position that you can help contribute to this program, we would love to talk to you about what that means, about what you can receive from that, and what it would really, how it would really help the young folks who are going to participate. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of interest in this event, and it has grown every year. And we have some incredible, long-standing partnerships big shout out to Morel Inc., who last year did some incredible donated graphic work, and a lot of other community partners who've made this possible. We're a nonprofit. We're a youth-led program. This isn't a kind of a money-driven event, but there's a lot of passion. There's a lot of energy. So if you want to be part of that, if you have something you think that young folks could benefit from, if you have any piece of the summit, definitely come to our planning meeting or check us out on the show page.
Right on. And that's another question I was going to ask is around the venue. Have you guys picked a space yet? Or where was the summit last year?
So last year, we were really happy to be at Roosevelt High School.
Okay.
It was a school that a lot of folks who participated went there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of alumni came back. And it was a really impactful moment to show this school cares about all of its youth of any gender or sexual identification. And that was really meaningful. We have not confirmed a location for the 2014 summit. As you've heard, we're right at the beginning of our planning process. So if you have access to a space that would be a good supportive space for 300 queer youth and allies, we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to have you as part of our planning group. We'd love for you to be involved in our community. There are lots of benefits to participating. So we're really hoping that, and this has always happened in the past, there'll be a lot of community buy-in. And that's what really keeps this summit going.
Wonderful. And another big shout out to young people and adults who might be listening that are outside of the Portland metropolitan area. I know in years past, some young people and their chaperones have traveled some considerable distances to come and be part of the summit. And so I definitely want to acknowledge those individuals that have traveled from other communities. But I also want to do a huge acknowledgement to the young people, you know, that made it a priority to reach out to the rural communities outside of the Portland metropolitan area. And so hopefully that will continue to grow and that more and more young people and their chaperones, you know, from outside of the city will be coming in to be part of the summit. So
absolutely. This mm-hmm. is definitely the Oregon Queer Youth Summit. Mm-hmm. It's not just the Portland Queer Youth Summit. Mm-hmm. So there's space for you. There's interest in you. And we would love to have you to participate. Join the summit. Join the planning group. There's a lot of opportunity, especially if you're outside of the region. There's still lots to do.
There is. All right. And so we're going to take a moment for just a short musical break. Please stay tuned. We're going to be back to speak with Edgar some more about the Oregon Queer Youth Summit, as well as the incredible work of the Cascade AIDS Project. But this music break is an artist named Farron, and the song is titled Misty Mountain.
Up above the misty mountain, where wildflowers bind the ground, and down by the Russian River, force will wear those boulders down. Up above the misty mountain, up above the Russian River, up above the bed of longing, the eagle takes the wind. It makes me think of this, my friend. Where does the eagle live in me? I am crawling through these cities. I say the cities will be my home. I say, Farron, you're halfway pretty, and may you never be alone. Be it scorn or be it favor, be it but a moment gone. But I stood before the mirror, like an open-ended cavern, like a breath held, inhaled, holding, and I barely knew my name. It makes me think of this, my friend. Where do I live in me? It's a planet of resistance. It's a whirling flame of choice. Are you my comrades in persistence? I swear they'll know us by our voice. Though we lay down in dusty corners, we are ragged as a scar. And when we rest, our eyes stay open. We're always off to war. It makes me think of this, my friend. Where can the quiet be? Is it up above the misty mountain, where wildflowers bind the ground? Is it down by the Russian River, where force wears those boulders down? Is it underneath my covers? Is it trapped inside my brain? Is it up above the misty mountain? Is it up above the Russian River? Is it up above the bear? Where the ego takes the wind? Where the ego takes the wind? Where the ego takes the wind?
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla, and the song that we just heard was from Farron, titled Misty Mountain. We've been speaking with Edgar, who works with Cascade AIDS Project, and we were just talking about the Oregon Queer Youth Summit and the planning group that is going to be meeting a week from tonight. They're going to be meeting at 6:30 on Tuesday next week, the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center, which is on Northeast Sandy here in Portland. You can find more information about SMYRC at their website, smyrc.org. And Cascade AIDS Project has a lot of great things going on over there. Their website is cascadeaids.org, and you can find the education program on that website, and that's how you can find Edgar through CAP as well. And Edgar, we were just kind of talking about the Oregon Queer Youth Summit and letting folks know, you know, about getting involved. Give us some information about, I know there's a lot of other great things going on at Cascade AIDS Project, and what are some of the other information that you'd like to share with our listeners tonight?
Yeah, so a lot of folks know Cascade AIDS Project as simply an organization that does HIV services. And something that a lot of folks don't realize is that we have trained healthcare navigators on staff here at the Cascade AIDS Project who can help folks understand the Affordable Care Act, Cover Oregon, and the new benefits that they're entitled to. These navigators pay extra attention to LGBT issues and are trained to help folks affected by HIV get the care that they need. So these navigators are available at CAP. If you go to our website, you'll see a tab where you can contact them, have just a one-on-one conversation about what your situation is and what you're looking for. But we're also having public events to talk about these opportunities and what you can get. So there's a happy hour coming up at Floyd's Coffee Shop on Thursday, January 23rd from 6:30 to 9. It's going to be a really fun time. To kind of give you an example of how hilarious this will be, it'll be hosted by Madame Anita Dumour, Alexis Campbell Starr, and the fabulous lunch lady, Crayola Crayon. So it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be prizes, guest speakers, and all of the information that queer folks and others who haven't quite figured out what's going on with these new healthcare changes can get access to. So get your questions answered, win a prize, and have a pretty good time at Floyd's Coffee Shop, Thursday, January 23rd from 6:30 to 9. That's going to be a lot of fun.
And if you can't actually go that evening, folks could still find these navigators through the Cascade website?
Absolutely. We're looking for folks to talk to us, to have these conversations, to help us connect you with the healthcare that you're entitled to. So these navigators, it's their job. They know the details, they know how it works, they know all the kinks and what to get around and how to do it. So if you're wondering what's going on and what the benefits you're entitled to, definitely suggest checking out CascadeAIDS.org and talking to one of our healthcare navigators.
All right. And we talked about this happy hour event at Floyd's. Do you happen to have an address for Floyd's Coffee Shop?
Floyd's is at 118th Northwest Couch Street.
Okay, over in Northwest. And again, that happy hour is happening next week, but just as a reminder, these healthcare navigators that are working with CascadeAIDS Project are available anytime. Well, maybe during business hours, but I mean, the information's on the website, and I really appreciate that CascadeAIDS Project has, you know, have a couple of these people on staff, you know, with all the different healthcare reform, and whether or not you're, as a listener, whether or not you're going to be interested in engaging with CascadeAIDS Project, I just want to let you know there are a lot of navigators that are employed by different community groups all around the state of Oregon, specifically to help people engage with the Care Oregon. And so I'm not endorsing or I'm not saying good or bad either way, but I am saying there's a lot of help out there for folks that want it. And so if you have any questions, you know, find yourself one of these health navigators to help engage with this healthcare reform. So
absolutely. CascadeAIDS Project is only one of the dozens of nonprofits that have hired on these folks. Every time you hear a healthcare navigator, you know that they're talking about Cover Oregon and that they have the knowledge that can help you get connected to these services.
And actually get you signed up.
Exactly.
You know, actually help you do the enrollment part. So that's another awesome service that CascadeAIDS Project is offering. And what else is going on?
So it's pretty great that CascadeAIDS Project can have these one-on-one services. We also have a one-on-one individual counseling service called Access. Access provides guys who have sex with guys 2 one-hour counseling sessions to discuss their risk and what they're comfortable with and making sure you know what that risk is. In these 20-minute, or they're 20-minute sessions, I apologize. In these 20-minute sessions, a counselor will help assess that risk and come up with a specific personalized plan. Counselors don't judge. You know, they're very knowledgeable. They've heard and seen a lot. They have a lot of great personal experience, and they're a resource for you. They can meet you at Pivot, at the CascadeAIDS Project, at the Q Center, or even in Vancouver. So there's a lot of different opportunities to get personal one-on-one access to one of these counselors. And for participating in a program, for doing both of the sessions, participants can be eligible for up to $100 in gift card incentives. So a lot of reasons to do it. It's a great positive thing for your health, and you'll get compensated for your time. So Access with the CascadeAIDS Project is a really great individual counseling service. For folks who are interested, you can send an email to Access, that's AXIS, at pivotpdx.org, or contact Letty at 503-278-3841 and say that you're interested in Access.
Wonderful. And I know there's a lot of other programs at CascadeAIDS Project that we have not had a chance to talk about tonight. I do want to give a shout out to the team of folks that help plan and deliver the Red Dress Party, which is very exciting. Everybody has to wear a red dress to get in, and that's very exciting. And I know your housing department does tons of incredible work making sure people have safe housing. And there's many, many more programs that we don't have time to mention. But were there any other tidbits from CAP that you wanted to share with people?
You know, this is not necessarily just a CAP event, but there's an incredible community resource fair. And I know you often hear about health fairs and that they don't seem all that interesting. This one has so many incredible, high-quality services available for free, including general checkups, dental care, vision, massage, haircuts, pet care, showers, help with signing up for food stamps, free clothing, HIV testing, employment help, all kinds of stuff. So if you heard anything that sounds interesting to you out of that list of free services, definitely check out the Resource Fair on Friday, January 24th at Sunrise Church. Sunrise Church is over at 6701 Northeast Campus Drive in Hillsboro. It's right next to the Orenco Station MAC stop if you take the blue line out there. Again, that's Friday the 24th. and they have incredible free high-quality services.
What time on the 24th?
It's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., so stop by when you're available. It's going to be there from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. A lot of free, great stuff.
Okay, and it sounds like perhaps Cascade AIDS Project is doing HIV testing over there too?
We're partnering with some other organizations. They're definitely going to be HIV testing, and we'll be out there as well.
Okay, sounds good. And I want to do another recruiting message for your sex pert people, because that's one of my favorite programs at Cascade AIDS Project. For listeners that weren't tuned in at the beginning of our conversation, Edgar shared some information about a 20-week intensive training that young people under the age of 25. Well, and I'll let you talk about it. But let our listeners know again, for young people that want to become a sexpert, how do they get involved and do that?
Absolutely. We have two of these cohorts a year, so it's a 6-month or 20-week program. It's peer education, so it's folks 13 to 24 who are interested and want to learn more about talking to people their own age about issues like HIV, STIs, gender, sexuality, privilege, and equity. There's a ton to do, and there's a ton of exciting stuff happening. You'll learn the technical skills, you'll learn the nitty-gritty science, you'll learn communication skills and leadership development, and you'll get plugged in with a bunch of community partners, a bunch of mentors, a bunch of folks who can help you develop your skills. If you're interested in the field of healthcare at all, or interested in this kind of leadership opportunity, this is a great time to dip your toe in the water, introduce yourself. We're really proud of this program. There's a lot of great folks who've chosen to give their time to it. And it's a really great first step. Again, that's for anybody ages 13 to 24. Check out ChatPDX at cascadeaids.org.
Wonderful. And so do you happen to remember when the next cohort training is going to start by any chance?
I don't have that specific date off the top of my head, but there's two a year. It's happening for... It's been happening for many cycles now. We're going to be around.
We could just say there's one coming up soon.
Absolutely. You can get those details over at cascadeaids.org.
Wonderful. And again, on the education program over at CAP, does some amazing, amazing work. And so a huge shout out to the current sexperts that are out and about in the community. And yeah, that's my shameless plug for more young people doing sexual health and healthy relationship education with their peers. So hopefully your next cohort will be huge.
We're looking forward to it. It's a great time. It's a lot of fun. You should check it out.
Right on. Okay. Well, we need to start wrapping up our interview with Edgar this evening. I want to say thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. You know, before we say our official goodbyes, you know, any closing thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
It's been really great to spend this time with you. I think that our most accessible, our most open, and our most exciting upcoming event is definitely the Queer Youth Summit. Our next planning meeting is Tuesday, January 14th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Sexual Minority Youth Resource Center. That's over on South Sandy Boulevard. Check out all the details of the show page, and we hope to see you there.
Wonderful. And keep up the good work, Edgar, and all your colleagues back in the education department at Cascade AIDS Project. A big cheers and thank you to all of them as well. So hopefully we'll see you again and perhaps have some of your teenage planners be part of the conversation. We'd like to have you come back and keep us up to date on the Oregon Queer Youth Summit when some more of the details get confirmed.
Thanks so much, Carla. Looking forward to it.
All right on. You're welcome. Keep up the good work. And now, listeners, we need to say goodbye tonight. We're going to go out with a music break in just a moment. I want to share one more community announcement with you before we say our goodbyes. This coming Saturday, January 11th, at In Other Words, the feminist bookstore and community center up in Northeast Portland, they are having a special movie screening event. It's titled The January Sista Cinema. I'm reading from their press release. It says it allows you to time travel into a distant future where technology has removed many present day barriers, but also created new ones. And basically, there's going to be a series of short films, 5 different movies, offering you a glimpse of queer women of color who are empowered by developments in technology as they continue to fight the beautiful struggle. So the Sista Cinema happening this Saturday, January 11th. Doors open at 6. The movie begins at 6:30. There will be a discussion and conversation after the movies. This is all happening at In Other Words, the feminist bookstore located at it's on Northeast Killingsworth at North Williams. For more information, you can go to inotherwords.org. Want to say thank you so much to our listeners. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our email is outloudradio@gmail.com. My name is Carla. I'll be back next week to host the show. And want to let you know the song that you're going to hear as we say our goodbyes is another Chris Purica song. Chris Purica is performing here in Portland Wednesday, January 29th at the Secret Society located over on Northeast Russell. The song from Chris Purica is titled Porch Songs. I want to say until next time, stay proud and live out loud. Here's Chris Purica.
We sang porch songs like we were rock stars, and we drank cheap beer and tried to make it last. And it was back in the car, close to the cornfields, and we were just looking for something else to call ourselves. Rest our coffee, postcards back home, backseat scenes of strange towns. Keep driving on, driving on. In the middle of the night, took a wrong turn, ended up on a mountain in the pine trees and the moonlit earth. Oh, the scattered light, a photograph in my summer day, squinting at the sun. Well, it's a warm stone that I carry along. You know, hey, well, you know that, hey, I've been saving quarters for the toll roads. We can pack the car tonight, we can leave. We were cowboys, and then we wrote our names in the dirt by the side of the road. And October came, and the winter drew near.
Tune in Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. for The Melting Pot, featuring DJs, producers, and electronic artists from around the globe. Win tickets and stay up on events each and every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on The Melting Pot, right here at 90.7 FM KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio and the North Portland Neighborhood Library is proud to sponsor the Jefferson High School 13th Annual Multicultural Film Festival. On January 14th, the documentary The House I Live In explores the risks that prohibition poses to freedom and the tragedy of addicts being treated as criminals. Meanwhile, the prisons of America are growing overcrowded with nonviolent criminals and illegal drugs are still being sold in schoolyards. This film is being shown on January 14th at the North Portland Neighborhood Library off of Killingsworth Street at 6 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
The time is 7:02. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Hard Knock Radio is next.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
everybody. Welcome to another edition. It is Hard Knock Radio. Davey D hanging out with you this afternoon. On today's show, we talk about the FCC and their upcoming town hall. Later on, we're going to talk about Pueblo and what they have in store for 2014. And later on, we're going to find out about the Black Bowl. And we have a commentary from Amia Abul-Jamal. All that and more coming up after the afternoon headlines.